in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Kings of Leon, Generationals, and Matthew and Me. Today's reissue song is from Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble off a re-release of their classic Couldn't Stand the Weather. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Norah Jones, and I decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from Parikh and Singh. They are a pop duo from Calcutta, India. Parikh handles the vocals, guitar, keyboard, and synths, while Singh plays the drums, drum machines, and other sonic effects. The two have been together since 2013, but they recently got signed to Peace Frog Records, and they released their debut album, Ocean, on October 14th. There are a number of pop gems on this record, and I ended up going with Newberry Street. New music from Parikh and Singh here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Try to reconstruct.
New music from Honeymoon here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we are just starting with the new release show. Honeymoon are four guys from London. They are Jack, Zach, Sam, and Peter. They describe their sound as psychedelic croon pop, which is a combination of words that I had not heard before. However, once I listened to their new single, Best in Town, it kind of makes sense to me. The tune has been released as a digital single, with the B-side being Summer Days. Changing musical direction with a down-tempo, guitar-focused, female-fronted single from a band, Magana. Magana is essentially Jenny Magana, a young and talented alternative pop songstress out of Brooklyn, New York. Jenny was born in California and was classically trained in her youth as a musician before attending Berklee College of Music here in the Boston area, which is, woohoo, I got my master's from there. Self-promotion plug. Anyway, she ended up moving to New York and started working with a variety of bands. Jenny also wrote jingles for commercials, worked as a studio musician, and went on tour as a musician with the Dropkick Murphys. She decided to strike out on her own with the release of her debut EP, Golden Tongue, which comes out October 28th. Song I have for you this morning is her debut single, Get It Right. And I have to tell you, she did get it right. By the way, the song is available for free download, and I provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Magana here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
But the words are in your head. You could change my mind again. Copy from the text. You could see
That is the latest material from Matthew and me here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a kind of a gray Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. It's nice where you are. So, Matthew and me, they are a male-female duo from Devon in England. They are self-described as a band that creates alternative pop of a delicate nature, unquote. They're ready to release their four-song EP entitled Starpoint on November 18th. The song I just aired there was Silver, and it is the EP's lead-off cut.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Next up is a tune from Atella and Froda. Atella is a musical duo from Bergen, Norway. The story goes that these two guys met during a piggyback race, which sounds like a lot of fun, and that these two production talents have been best friends ever since. They have paired up with Froda, also known as Katrin Froda. Froda has recently been cited by the periodical Nylon magazine in Europe as one of Norway's most promising new artists. The three of them had combined their talents to produce this single, Closer to Life, which came out on October 14th. Song is, well, it's production clean and electronica-based, focused rather, and paired with an atmospheric vocal effort. It is sublime. Check it out for yourself. New music from Atella and Froda here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
And I hold in my
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Nora Jones right after the latest here from Kings of Leon. New music from Kings of Leon here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Kings of Leon are back with their sixth studio album. This one is titled Walls, and it came out October 14th. Now, I know that this is music you might otherwise miss, and that is, it's virtually impossible to miss Kings of Leon. I have a special place in my heart for the Follow Will boys. They were one of my first discoveries right as soon as I got into radio with the song Molly's Chambers back in 2003. So I really like them. I also admire their professionalism. I've seen them play, and they're just top-notch as a band. They also have some great marketing savvy, and they've really been parlaying their name into certain clothing lines, and I really like what they're doing. Anyway, the song I picked for airplay there was track number 3 called Around the World. It's time again for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I like to feature a new song from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Nora Jones. She was born Jitali Nora Shankar, and she is the daughter of Ravi Shankar, the famous Indian sitar player who passed away a couple years ago. Nora came onto the scene, I think in 2002, with her breakout album, Come Away With Me. Since that time, she's released several albums, solo, and also collaborations with, like, Ray Charles and Herbie Hancock, to name a couple. Then she also did some side bands, like the Little Willies and Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots, I actually got to see them live. They were a band with Nora, Sasha Dobson, and Catherine Popper. Well, Nora is back with a new disc. It's called Daybreaks, and it goes in a decidedly jazz direction. The tune I picked for you is called Flipside. So this is Nora Jones. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
That I could fly away instead of My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Norah Jones with Don't Know Why, which is off her 2002 release, Come Away With Me. Hey, I'm going to be posting today's new release show playlist in its entirety at my website, which is tksmusic.com. I'll have that done probably within the next hour or so. Also, while you're checking out the playlist, you can also check out the free downloads. I just posted one yesterday for one of the songs I already played this morning. There's also some videos housed there and an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to the reissue release of the week. It's from Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. And the album that has been re-released is Couldn't Stand the Weather, which came out in 1984. Stevie Ray was, he was scoffed at by the traditional blues community when he first came out. And he's cutting a new path with the release of Couldn't Stand the Weather. He solidified his place in the modern blues world. It hits on it like Cold Shot, Look at Little Sister, and of course, the title track. So this is Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here and music you might otherwise miss. That is new stuff from a band called The Mullocks. The Mullocks are a five-piece blues-slash-rock band out of Los Angeles, California. They just signed to Innovative Leisure Records, which is the same label that handles Nick Waterhouse and the Alalas. They're getting ready to release a new album. It'll be titled America's Velvet Glory next month. In the meantime, they've released this pre-release single, No More Crying, as a teaser. And I think it pairs up well to that Stevie Ray Vaughan song that was just before it. Next up is something new from New Swears. They are a, and I'll say, quote, fun boy noise band. That's their words. They're foursome out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. They just signed a deal with Dynalone Records, which is how I found them. They have just released this standalone single, which is a fun little song. It's called Brand New Spot. New music from New Swears here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Dresses in the
That was a tune from Generationals here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Generationals are back with this cover tune from a compilation CD called Polyvinyl Plays Polyvinyl. Polyvinyl is a record label, and they release this collection of songs from their back catalog, and they've had some of their current artists redo some of the older songs, and for the likes of Deerhoof and the Dodos, and of course the Generationals, who just did that song there. It was called In Green, parenthetically, Volcano, I'm Still Excited, which features renowned jazz singer Sarah Quintana on vocals. Kind of anxious to hear more from Generationals. They're due for a new album. I have been following them for years and really like what they do. Anyway, keeping the tunes going here with a new track from a band called Girl Ray. They are an all-female trio out of London making some great indie pop. They will be releasing this new single, Trouble, on November 25th. The B-side, which I've not had a chance to listen to yet because, it's not out yet, and it's called Where I Am Now. So I'm going to stay with the one I have. It's called Trouble, new music from a new band here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from a band called Big Tooth. They're a dream pop indie quintet based in London. This new song, Skin and Bones, is Well, I think it's just amazing. I love the vocals and the terrific pop sensibility of this nicely crafted song. It came out on October 14th, and it came out as a standalone single. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Men at Work, Deer Tick, and KT Tunstall. Plus, I have new tunes from Swimming Tapes, Junior Junior, and The Beths. Double Down feature artist is Greta Ray, which will include two tracks from her latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you. Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from the Eversons, a band out of New Zealand. This is called Marriage, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm gonna get married, married in a church. I'm gonna be a growing up, a house and car and all that stuff, and I'll get married in a church. I'm gonna get married.
Never get mad.